So those are the plans for Home and Away on Ice. What's next on the agenda?
Have there been some new starters recently?
What are you getting at?
Well, I saw a weird robot person, some two worm-headed guy, a hairy dog man thing. I think he might be the new postboy.
Ah, glad you mentioned it. They're the Ugly Americans.
I'm sorry, the ugly who?
Ugly Americans. Here's a short promotional trailer.
Hell hath opened up, spawning a multitude of werewolves, zombies, and demons upon the streets of New York.
You shall not pass!
These are the Ugly Americans.
Until you sign in.
And they start
Bang Bang, my face, tweeter, let's be everywhere on this.
Make Fiverr your favorite!
And where does he fit in?
He's our weird semi-naked promotional wizard.
Right.
Watch Ugly Americans!
And he's very persuasive.
The U.S. comedy where looks aren't everything. Ugly Americans, next Thursday, 10:30 on Fiverr.
Built by the military. Programmed for combat. Sold in all good toy stores.
This is Ronnie. She was married to Paul. And this is Ronnie's sister, Vicky.
Suppose Kiki wasn't acting. Then that meant she really was coming on to Gotanda's lovemaking. But if she was acting, then that meant she wasn't the woman I knew.
Sure, the new Lipton iced teas taste super, yeah, but are they healthy?
Okay, hear me. You behind the zap-proof crystal, listen up. We wouldn't want to share a galaxy with you, you know? Not if you can't learn to relax a little.
Today at 11, World Wrestling Federation at its best!
The airbag is probably your best chance of surviving a collision. But there is one drawback. It may save your life, but what do you eat while waiting for help to arrive?
He's a sheep on the edge, and he's in a bad mood. He is Lambo.
Cartoon Network is proud to announce
the launch of the brand new show,
Sheep in the Big City.
All movies.
News on the mark.
Bird's eye, hot and steaming. Hey guys, look, the front is just totally, like, disappeared.
Hey, big boy. Fives moved you to a new time. Oh, yeah, you're now on next Sunday at 8 o'clock.
On the other hand, these guys, you know, are entitled to their own view as it's shaped by the universe. And according to their view, they were doing the right thing.
The following day, I went to the movies again. I sat stiffly through Unrequited Love another time, waiting for that one scene. Antsy and impatient.